Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. They'll get you there. They've got a wonderful assortment of tires, top flight tires. They got fast free shipping and they've got more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, folks, it is the way tire buying should be. We got a great show for you today on this Worship Wednesday. So let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What's happening, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. I am great. And I'm excited to be here.
Let me tell you this, Chris. Okay, so today's the last day of the Major League Baseball regular season.
Yes.
The Mets, Jeff McNeil, was leading the National League in hitting and took the night off. Took the day off.
Okay.
Freddie Freeman from the Dodgers needed to go 4-for-4 to pass him on a batting title, Chris.
And he did it?
He's 3-for-3. I think he has one more at bat coming up.
Wow. Who was it that set
Jeff,
out?
Jeff McNeil right. From the Mets. That's why you can't sit out. You got to be very careful.
Right.
If it's important to him, he needs to get in. What do they?
It's
are
too
they
late
done
now? That, you know what? The last time when you do that and then you go 0-for-1, then you lose it. You can't like you. That happened before with Bill Madlock. He beat out Ken Griffey, Chris Senior. Ken Griffey, same exact thing. Set out the last game. He found out that Bill Madlock went 3-for-3, jumped into the game, went 0-for-2. Bill Madlock won the batting title. So we might have a repeat of that. He still has to get one more hit.
Right.
But, man, I know Jeff McNeil is shaking in his boots.
Yeah, well, serves him right. All right, well, we're going to talk some baseball today. Still a lot of fallout with it from the Aaron Judge record-breaking home run yesterday, 62. Passes Roger Maris for the all-time Yankees and American League record. We'll get
and
into
can
that.
Can we put a disclaimer? The Odd Couple recognizes Barry Bonds as the home run king and the single-season record holder. So
if you
stop
want to crown them, then crown their ass.
That's right. Stop it.
We do recognize him as that. But there's still stuff to talk about.
No, I don't.
All right, plenty of NFL and basketball as well. All right, so let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got super producer Rob G in the house, DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos, and on the updates, Monsi Bolaños. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Aaron Judge, 62 home runs. Do we have a tweet, Rob G? See if you can get on the tweet from Roger Maris Jr., Rob, who seemingly has come out of nowhere for his little 15 minutes of fame.
Well, yeah, they always get him out of the mothballs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to diss him. I mean, Roger Maris Jr. throwing shade or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Like, your dad hit 61. That's a great thing. Great to hold on. He got his dad's name.
Your dad.
Right. Right.
Your dad,
but,
not you.
But not saying. Right. Not you. So to get up there and, you know, and talk about what should be and all that, I just think it takes away from – it just takes away from – because, like, if I were interviewing him, I would challenge the guy, Chris. I really would. And I would just say, can you got a list of all the pitchers who are on juice? Can you got any, you know, like I would force him to concede at least that during that era this was more widespread than you're being honest about. That's all.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about it then. Like you said, we disagree with him. As far as we recognize Barry Bonds as the home run king career-wise and single season-wise, Rob. But if we're honest, I mean, you know, you're seeing Buster Olney on TV. I think he said what? Judge should be recognized as the home run king post 2005 or something like that.
That's all. That's garbage.
Tom Verducci, I think, tweeted. Rob G, did you see? He tweeted that Aaron Judge or Barry Bonds is the official home run king for a single season, but Aaron Judge is the authentic single season home run king.
But
and these are two of the top writers, Rob. You know this, and I'm just gonna throw this out. The bottom line is a lot of people. Now there are people, including Aaron Judge, who said, "Look, Bonds is the record holder," and you know, and people are standing by Bonds' record. But there's no denying that a ton of people do not respect his record.
And I get that. And Buster Olney and Tom Verducci are part of the old guard. I'm not a part of that. I'm just not going to be a part of that.
You're old enough when you, to be, but
well, I am, and I got the gray wool hair. But when you look in the record book, I can't go with that, Chris. I just can't. If Major League Baseball and the players really decided that that's what they wanted to do and strip right. people of awards, and they could show me all the people took juice and who didn't take juice, and they could tell me how Davey Johnson played for the Atlanta Braves in 1973 73, Chris, and went from 5 home runs with the Orioles to 41 home runs in 1 year, or what was going on.
A lot of
you always talk about the Tom House, huh?
Right, right. No, you're right. The Tom House. It's amazing people ignore that.
They ignore it.
It was in USA Today. It's not like we had to dig it up.
And they ignore it. They totally ignore it, Chris, as like it never happened. This is Tom House. He's telling you he played on the team.
He said in the 60s and 70s, 60s dudes were doing whatever they could find, get their hands on. Steroids, whatever.
So I'm just not with that crowd. When you look up the record, Google it. Now, if you want to like your own personal be in denial, that's fine. But as far as the baseball home run king and single season record, it's Barry Bonds. And I even respect Aaron Judge because he knows how hard it is to do it. You know what I mean, Chris?
It's very good. Yeah, it's a good look, Rob, for him to come out and say, look. It's Barry Bonds. It's 73. That's what we
should. Plain and simple, right.
No, I agree. I respect that. Here's what I'll say, though, and you know I've said, as have you, that from what I saw, and I know he cheated. He admitted, Rob, that he took the clear and the cream. He said unknowingly.
Right.
But the bottom line is he definitely had PEDs. But what we saw, he's the best player we both saw, which, to be honest, I would say makes him the best player ever.
And that was pre-juice with the Pirates when he won three MVPs.
Now, I don't think when he was pre-juice, assuming we know because you could see his body change and his power come and all that. If he had continued with that career, Rob, I would not have said he was the best ever. Now, he was an all-time great Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Maybe in the discussion, but I would not be saying he was the greatest ever. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, because he was still young and he would have to put together more, but he did win three MVPs early in his career.
No, he was great, right.
So you know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but three MVPs that early and then to go on to win four more, I don't know if he would have won four more in Pittsburgh for sure, but he was skinny Barry Bonds back then, you know, playing center field for the Pirates.
Right. Right. I mean, Ken Griffey Jr., there's an argument for him.
Right.
You know, Willie Mays, obviously. But anyway, what I'll say is this, Rob. As great as Barry Bonds was, to me, this is what happens when you cheat. Like, and he's actually fortunate, Rob, that his record still stands. And I know baseball has not. You know, they really haven't erased any records, right?
No records. They've never done
Pete Rose, Astros, 2017. I thought they should vacate the title. They didn't do that.
So Pete Rose is banned, but he's still a hit king.
The hit king, right, exactly. So Bonds still has the record, as you and I've said. And he's, you know, I hope he's happy with that. But Rob, he's not respected by many, including many of the game's gatekeepers and many of the game's biggest fans, right? He's not celebrated as the home run king. You never see Bonds around. If he was clean, Rob, this may have been, it still could be celebrated. It wouldn't be what it became, but it still could have been celebrated as a big moment because he passed Maris. And it was the AL, I'm talking about Judge, the AL mark, the Yankees mark. It still could have been a big thing.
Right.
They probably would have had a Bonds come, you know, and be there and say, like, he's not a, I mean, I don't know if he's working with a team or not. You could tell me.
Well, he was coaching. Right? Yeah, he was a hitting coach for
But you know what I'm saying? He's not a part of the game like he should be.
No, I agree with that.
And even it's fine for a guy's not a part of the game. But, you know, Hank Aaron was still celebrated. Like, every big moment, Hank Aaron was there. People asked him his opinion on different things.
Right.
Bonds should be that way, but the cheating has taken all of that away from him. So I'm just saying, Rob, was it worth it for him to do that? He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And he would have been, as you said, he would have been for sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I bet if he could, I mean, I've heard A-Rod say on broadcast often, Chris, that he regrets it, that it pains him that he most likely, and he doesn't make it final, but most likely will not make it into the Hall of Fame. And it pains him because of, you know, his talent. Right. and what he was, Chris, you know that. He was great from the beginning when he was in Seattle. He was a great player.
No doubt.
And so he does talk about the regrets of it. And I'm sure if you're Bonds, it's got to be hard to stomach. And you're right. And I think I do agree with you that this still would have been a deal with Judge, even if it was if Bonds was still in the league, wanted or still looked at, because the league does have an American League MVP, Chris, and a National League. You know what I mean? So it is separate. It's not like this is the first year that they're breaking it out just to do it for Judge. There's an American League MVP. There's a National League MVP. There's an American League hitting champ. There's a National League hitting champ. Like this.
Right.
There's a National League home run hitter. So this is legit. It's not prefabricated.
Right. So, yeah, it's just, I agree. I mean, I think Bonds, Rob, if you look back, I feel very strongly, and I could be wrong, but I feel very confident in saying I think he wouldn't do it, you know, because, again, he would have been a Hall of Famer anyway. He has the record, but people don't celebrate it like it's the record. They don't celebrate him like he's the home run king. And by the time, even Rob, and I don't think, because baseball, you know, is about records and numbers. I don't know that people will ever, you know how you say sometimes the details get murky, right? And people forget what happened. I don't know that that'll ever happen with Bonds, but if it does, you and I and probably him, we'll all be long gone.
But the only
thing
is,
he won't get to celebrate and enjoy, you know what I mean, being the home run king.
But I think what's happened, and I'm just going from the BBWAA being a member, Chris, and, you know, a longtime member.
Right.
Bonds got 65% of the vote. So it ain't like nobody voted for him. Those are the young people. Those are the younger writers. You know, like when the older writers are gone and not in power anymore, those younger writers might decide it ain't the end of the world. You know, like Tatis. Tatis, to me, will be that case, Chris, because it happened early in his career. All the old writers will be done and gone by the time Tatis retires in 18 years. You know what I mean? So that's the test case.
Right. And it's interesting because A-Rod, I mean, is celebrated. I mean, not celebrated for his, you know what I mean? But he's become part of the game now. He's face of the game as much as you can be without being a player or a manager, right?
He's on all the broadcasts. Nobody's ever worked for Fox and ESPN at the same time on the big shows in the sport. Nobody.
Right. All right. Well, let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you're Barry Bonds, was it worth it to take the cream and the clear when he hit 73? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios on this Worship Wednesday. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Was it worth it for Barry Bonds to take the clear and the cream to get that home run record that many don't seem to respect? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
And I want to wish a happy Yom Kippur, Chris, to our Jewish Odd Couple listeners who are observing it today. It's Yom Kippur.
Yes. Happy holidays. Yom Kippur.
Centered around atonement and repentance. So there you go. A lot of people celebrating today. All right, let's do it. 877-99 on Fox. And let's kick it off with Tony in D.C. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tony?
Fellas, what's good? What's good? The dynamic duo, the best in the business. Always a pleasure. In Barry Bonds' heart of hearts, he has to be like, it wasn't worth it. Because before this controversy, he was the best ever.
He was one of the best in the discussion.
The only thing they could argue about him was he didn't win the World Series. But Bonds, before this controversy, was the best baseball player I had ever seen. I mean, afterwards, he still has to hit the ball because he's only getting one good pitch to hit, and that's even more amazing to me. But I think he has to have some regrets.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Tony.
You could act like you don't, Chris.
Right.
But you got to have regrets because of your standing in the sports world. Like the players still respect his ability. We all know we watched him. Most people who really watch baseball would say he's the best player they ever saw. Okay, we can talk about Hank Aaron, Willie Mays,
especially if you count those years. I think it's inarguable, Rob. If you count. You know, the 4 or 5 years when he was really on that stuff, you know? Right. I don't see how you argue against it.
You would be hard pressed to really argue. Chuck in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chuck?
Yeah, so I want to throw some stats out to you guys, and just follow me here for a second. Now, how about 167 batting average in the 1990 NLCS versus the Cincinnati Reds?
That's the number you're going to, Chuck? Seriously?
No home runs. I'm just throwing these numbers out to you. No home runs, 167 batting average, one RBI. Eric Davison, Barry Larkin went on to beat them and then sweep the A's. So I'm saying he had a hell of a career. But let's bring up the fact that he got shut down by Jose Rijo and the Nasty Boys. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Rob, and you know this, he did very little in the play. He didn't make a ton of playoffs, but he did very little in the playoffs early in his career. Now, later in his career, when he was the home run king, he had a tremendous playoffs in 2022 or 2002.
He batted almost 350, walked
hit a bunch of homers.
27 times. Chris, let me just give you this real quick. Right. Ted Williams, everybody consider him like one of the greatest hitter of all time. The last guy to bat 400, right? 406. Postseason, can I give you his numbers? He batted 200 in the postseason, 5 hits, 1 RBI, 2 runs scored in 7 postseason games in his career. That it doesn't mean Ted Williams wasn't a great hitter.
Right.
I just can't get with that.
And we've talked about, now look, when you're Reggie Jackson, a Derek Jeter, and you have these great postseason moments, it matters and it enhances your career. Maybe even defines it, right? But I know, Rob, well, we've talked about it. I just think it's very different with baseball. It really is.
It is. It's just a different animal, up to 100%. It just is. Because you could be great, and if the pitching can't get anybody out, Chris, it's not going to matter. Okay? Right. That's just how it is. Let's squeeze one more in. Todd in Long Beach, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Todd?
Guys, great talking with you today. Listen, it kills me to talk about Bonds because I just naturally don't want to like the guy because he's a giant, and I'm a 50-year Dodger fan.
I get that.
But I will tell you know, and he made it easy to be disliked. He was just not an approachable dude. I mean, that's what makes all of this so much easier to talk about. But you guys just proved my point right there. I know you're minimizing the postseason stuff, but you said it yourself. He was he was an unbelievable one of the best. But there's no way he was the best because in order to say you were the best, you got to do it when it really matters. You've always said that, Rob, and you just said it doesn't matter as much in baseball. I disagree. I think
individually. He wasn't always great. Like I said, early in his career, he didn't have a lot of great postseasons.
But he also he played on the Pirates that weren't good as far as like postseason.
And that's the thing. You got to admit, you can hit 500, and if your pitching isn't there or even other hitters, you're not advancing.
You can't pin that on him, can you? Todd, I'm asking you. Had he had the number of 10 win? Right, Mike Trout. Okay. People consider Mike Trout – before Ohtani showed up as the greatest player on track to be the greatest player. This guy's been in one playoff series. So do you hold hold that against Mike Trout?
I do. I always put Jeter in such another level. Look at Jeter, Bernie Williams, any of those Yankees that I'm not fans of.
But Bernie Williams and Jeter aren't the greatest players ever. I get that. They were great postseason players, Chris. But Derek Jeter, as good as he is, was never considered the greatest player in baseball.
Right.
Just not.
Right. All right. And certainly not Bernie Williams.
He had big moments for the Yankees.
Yeah.
But no, he's not in that conversation.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Greg Jennings coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Perfect theme music here on the Odd Couple. We welcome in the Super Bowl champion, Fox Sports NFL analyst, our man Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, let's get to it, man. There's a lot to discuss. Let's start with your Packers. 3-1, so things are going well in that regard. But obviously, Rodgers has not been able to kind of unleash and be what he's been his entire career. The receivers are still getting, you know, the young guys, you know, learning. How do you believe that Dobbs, Romeo Dobbs, and Christian Watson, like, come playoff time, come, you know, the last few weeks of the season, they'll be ready to do what Rodgers needs them to do? And regardless of what your answer is, what does that entail? Like, what we keep saying they're going to grow. They're going to grow. What is that? What's that process look like during the season?
We're watching it, number one. But I think they'll be ready. Specifically, Romeo. We kind of saw a little bit of that on display last week. You know, Aaron giving him opportunities, he making plays. Even the last play that we all saw that could have been basically their kind of walk-off against New England, if you will, when he didn't finish the catch in the end zone, we still saw in overtime Aaron come back to him and still give him opportunities to make plays. I truly believe the chemistry between those two is definitely progressing. Aaron's starting to show more trust in him. Christian Watson, I think that's a different scenario. He's not been given as many opportunities, but I think Romeo has what it takes. It's just a matter of Aaron Rodgers really just letting go and saying, this is what I have to work with. The more I continue to press and feed into them, the quicker they'll grow.
Let's switch over, Greg, and we're not asking you to get into their personal lives, okay? Not any comments there. But how commonplace is the Tom Brady situation with the home life and having to deal with that? And could it affect – have you ever seen guys be affected by it? You know, that's a major thing. You're getting divorced maybe and your wife's not happy and you're trying to do your job and play football. Could this derail Tampa Bay?
100%. When you think about, I don't care what you're doing, when things are and what your career is, when things aren't right at home, and you've displayed yourself as, you know, family, your love for your family, your wife, your kids, all the things, and that starts to unravel, or there's a rift there, it takes away your attention. A lot of guys. You know, a lot of the reason why Tom Brady has been able to be so locked in is because on the home front, in the office, on the field, everything has always been in support of, you know what, this is what I'm doing, this is where we're going, this is the direction we're all moving. Well, now you're moving in one direction and the family doesn't look like they're moving in the same direction. That weighs on you. It impacts who you are every single day, because you can't be who you want to be. Because a part of you is not what it is and what you hope it to be. So obviously it's impacting him. But you know, we've all kind of been there to some degree, regardless of if you're in any kind of relationship, you've been at odds or, you know, you're working through some things, and I wish him the best.
Lord knows, Greg, I know that. No, I'm just saying. Okay.
when you played, Greg, and you were a wide receiver, for all the listeners that might not know out there, when you played, what was your typical during the week? Like, how many hours, what times you get to the facility, what times you leave? And I know it's different for a quarterback. So does the quarterback have to put in 12 to 15 hours a day, or some guys just choose to do that? But you know – You could get away with a regular work day and still have time for your family.
Yeah, I think you definitely can still have time for your family. Obviously, younger quarterbacks want to put in a little bit more time because there's so much that you haven't seen. There's so much that's going to be thrown at you. But how you use your time is everything. Even during our getting to the facility at 7 in the morning. Are you going straight to the film room, even when it's not necessarily meeting time? Are you in it? Are you on it? That's the type of thing that separates a lot of the young players from the veteran guys, because veteran guys they've already put that time in. And so there's only so much that a guy like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers will see different. There's nothing they're going to see different. However, what they do see different, it's what's around them, because the team changes the longer you're there. So you're always trying to develop better chemistry, all the things. It's not necessarily watching the opponents and whatnot, but you can have a work life. I don't like to even say balance. I just like to say the responsibility. It's there. It's up to you to how you choose to make it and what you make of it.
Greg, let me ask you about the Thursday night game tomorrow. And Russell Wilson, the Colts will be without Jonathan Taylor, right? So just what can we expect? He's been up and down, really been down mostly, Russell Wilson. Do you see anything different? Or is this just the new coach, new system, getting adjusted? Or is there a downtick in his play?
Yeah, it's a new coach, new system. At the beginning of the season, looking at him, I feel like there's a downtick in what we've seen of him over the years in Seattle. But if I'm going to assess everything, there's a level of me that has to be like, okay, you got to be real about what all you see. And what I do see is a young guy, Jerry Jeudy, who now has a quarterback, right? And he's very talented, can beat man-to-man coverage, can win with great route running and separation. I just don't know how well he truly understands filling zone coverages and being where he needs to be. And if he can get that, that's what I feel like they're missing, a guy that can do that. Like, the reason why Cooper Kupps and the Davante Adams are so great, regardless of how you scheme and plan for them, they understand what defenses are doing and how they're trying to take away and where they can get open. If you don't understand that, yes, you may understand cover three, you may know, but if you don't understand that the running back is on your side and the linebacker is going to push, or if the linebacker doesn't go, an end is going to drop and you can find a void and know that that void is going to be there, you're thinking and playing at the same time. And that's kind of what I want to see Jerry Jeudy develop, that knack for being able to just be comfortable, get to a spot, find the holes, know where the defense is going to be. And that's going to help his quarterback. Now, I'm not putting it all on Jerry Jeudy, because this is something that I believe Russell Wilson, Nathaniel Hackett, their entire offense and defense, but just their entire time management, being able to make plays when the plays are there, everyone has to be better. Melvin Gordon fumbling the ball. Like, everybody has to be better.
All right, that's our man Greg Jennings, the Super Bowl champion.
Thanks, buddy.
And Mr. Universe. That's not a joke. That's the real. All right, brother, we appreciate you.
Absolutely appreciate you guys.
Yep. Rob, we may have seen the evolution of basketball last night. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time for Shekel City.
Hey, no Shekel City today, Chris. Yeah, baseball games were early starts, so all the games are over already. And so there's no Shekel City. We'll get back to it tomorrow with Thursday Night Football. And we'll preview the playoffs, which start on Friday. So we'll do that.
Right.
So no Shekel City tonight.
All right, well, Rob, let's talk about Victor Wembanyama.
Gesundheit.
And if you have not heard of this guy.
Thank you, Alex. Thank
you. Are going to be stunned by what I'm about to say. He's 7'4" tall and has guard skills. Last night, his French team played a G League team that featured Scoot Henderson. Rob, he's a point guard who's supposed to be the best point guard in this upcoming draft class. And he played well. He had 28 points, 9 assists, led them to the victory. But Wembanyama, Rob, had 37 points. Remember, he's 7'4". So he had 5 blocks. He shot 7 of 11 from 3. Let me read to you some of the quotes, Rob. One, his agent said that NBA people are telling him he should shut him down right now. Just wait till the draft. And he says, to the kid's credit, he's not going to shut him down. The kid loves basketball and he wants to play. I'd rather have that than the Ben Simmons dynamic. When he was
you.
In college, Rob, he didn't even finish his last season. His season.
I'm sorry. The kid shouldn't be afraid to play, Chris. He's
Thank
young.
You.
Just stop with all this. Oh, shut him down. Don't play anymore. You know, whatever, whatever. No. That's
Rob,
what you do. Come on, man. We're going to safeguard everything, Chris. I just don't even understand
right.
it.
I am so tired. And it's not just basketball. Thankfully, it hadn't hit football, which, you know, football, I guess, because it's only 17 games. But basketball and baseball, Rob, I'm sorry. I'm just tired of this. resting, and I'm not putting it all on the players anymore. Some of it's on them, but some of it's these organizations that are just like, if you don't have to play, don't play. Like, they only want, it's almost like they just want you to play the bare minimum to be ready for the playoffs or ready for the big game.
We just saw that with the Yankees, with Severino, had a no-hitter, Chris, with ease through seven innings, with ease. I know he's coming back from an injury. He looked great. Can he get into trouble? Can he walk a guy in the eighth inning, Chris? Can he give up a hit? Okay, take him out. Eighth inning with ease, and they took him out with a no-hitter. Talking about, okay, that's good. Oh, well, we need you for the playoffs. Does that mean he's going to have a good start and a good outing in the playoffs? No, it doesn't mean that. We argued about Kershaw. Right. You remember
that?
Don't
mean he ain't going to get hurt either.
Right, Kershaw, you remember? Oh, no, he can't pitch a perfect game. He's going to get hurt. We need him for the playoffs. Guess what happened to Kershaw? He still got hurt.
Right, exactly. Nah, it's a mess. It's a mess. All right, so anyway, here's what one GM said about him, Rob, Victor Wembanyama. He's a 7'4" Durant who blocks shots, and he's not even close to what he's going to be. He will be the most hyped player since LeBron. And Rob, if you saw any of the video, he shoots like Durant. Now, I know it's one game. He shoots. I'm not saying he shoots it as well yet or whatever. But he seeing him out there, he's a half foot taller than Durant and shoots like him.
Who was the other guy who just came out that everybody was crazy about and then he broke his leg or foot?
Zion?
The tall guy. I just forgot his name.
Oh, Chet. Yeah. This dude is like, he's like a higher version of Chet. Put it this way. Chet Holmgren's a poor man's version of Big Vic. Okay. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.